proceeded for salah in the hours of darkness. So like that, in the ayat of the Quran, Karam, Nuruhum yas'a bayna aydihim, the light will be such that it will be moving in front of them. As they're moving, the light also is moving. Normally there's a light that's stationary. As a person moves, the light doesn't move. The person is moving. Or if there's a light on the car, as the car is moving, then because the light is attached to the car, that light moves. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such. As a person is moving, that light also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause it to move. Brilliant light that He'll give the person. Why? Just because he went to the masjid in the hours of darkness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq also. But very particular of our salah, whether it's dark, this previous hadith, whether a person is tired, he's not tired, he feels like sleeping, but he knows that I should be performing my salah with jama'ah, he gives it that preference, and he will have all these favors, and the other favors that we should remind ourselves of. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is preparing a special reception. The special reception Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is preparing for that person that proceeds in the morning, proceeds in the evening for salah. But this reception, he will see it in Jannah. He happens to pass away that morning, in Allah Pak, he grant him that reception that he has prepared for him in the evening. Or the person will see it in Akhirat when he gets there. These were the receptions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had prepared for him because he had proceeded to the masjid in the morning and in the evening. As we know to be Jummah, we should all try and come early for the Jummah Salah. Try and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Du'as also answered. Time between Asr and Maghrib Salah, a very, very important time, very important period for du'as to be answered. We should try and make it a point to come early to the masjid and engage ourselves in some type of du'a. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amal subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillah.